This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Melinda Hawes, a board-certified plastic surgeon located in Nashville, Tennessee. She is the co-founder of the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville and is here today to talk to us about labiaplasty for vaginal rejuvenation. Dr. Hawes, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Well, it's good to be back.
So tell us, what is labiaplasty and what are your recommendations for someone who is considering this procedure?
Labiaplasty has kind of become a catch-all, but in and of itself is a treatment when women have enlarged labia minora. Labiaplasty involves trimming those up, and these are the inner lips of a woman's genital area. The outer lips, the hair-bearing lips, are the labia majora. The labia minora, however, the ones that there is tremendous genetic variability from person to person, as well as through childbirth and other things, those labia minora can become stretched out and elongated and really become bothersome to women, even in just wearing their clothes. So labiaplasty, women should think about if it's something that bothers them for whatever reason, then they should look for a board-certified plastic surgeon that specializes in it, because not all of us do. We all have different subspecialties.
And certainly understand that. Now, what are reasons someone would undergo labiaplasty?
Reasons why you would is if you're having difficulty, say, wearing tight clothes. It's basically very sensitive vaginal mucosal tissue. And if it hangs outside the hair-bearing lips, it can get pinched. It can get wadded up in your clothes, be abraded by seams in your pants. It's also difficult for women who are very athletic who run. The area gets abraded and chafed. For women who bike a lot, it gets abraded and chafed. And it can be very painful even during sex. If the labia are long enough, women have to position themselves and they can become very abraded, very raw, and interfere with the ability to have sex.
So tell us, what does the labiaplasty procedure entail and how is the recovery like?
It's shockingly an area of the body that heals rapidly and very well, probably because that if it didn't, the human species would cease to procreate, simply because it's an area that gets stretched and torn with childbirth, and it heals rapidly and quickly. The labia themselves, the labiaplasty, involves shortening those labia so that they don't hang low, so that they aren't getting caught in clothing, and so that they're up recessed the same length or a little shorter than the labia majora, those outer hair-bearing lips, so that they're not in the way, so that it looks more attractive, it feels more attractive, it feels so that you're not aware of it, you're not thinking about it all the time. It's an area that typically the surgery can be done even under local anesthetic. And most women take maybe a day off from work. It's a little tender and a little sore when you sit down for a few days. But most women by 2 to 3 weeks are back full activity.
Today we are once again with Dr. Melinda Hawes, a board-certified plastic surgeon and co-founder of the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville, Tennessee, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Hawes, what are the complications associated with labiaplasty?
Complications are, for the most part, pretty few and far between. In my practice, occasionally you will get someone that has a little bit of wound separation that takes a little longer to heal. So instead of 2 or 3 weeks, we're looking at 4 to 6 weeks. I always tell people there could be painful scarring. I personally haven't seen it, and it's not widely reported in the literature. You can have bleeding that requires another stitch or a little more surgery. Biggest complications of labiaplasty occur if you go to someone who is not specifically trained in it, who is just cutting things off and whip stitching them closed. It is an area that needs particular attention to detail. It isn't a cookie cutter operation because women vary tremendously down there. So you need a surgeon who's aware of all that and can adapt their procedure for you to fit your body. So a complication would be if you went to someone who wasn't comfortable adapting their procedure. The labia could be too short. You could have more pain. You could have prolonged healing.
And that's some helpful information, I'm sure, for those that where that would apply. Now, lastly, what are other types of labial rejuvenation?
Other things that we can do, and it's basically in the genital area. Sometimes the problem is not just that the labia itself, those inner tongues or tissue, hang too low. Sometimes it's that the clitoral hood, the tissue that covers up the clitoris, is too full. And sometimes that needs to be trimmed. Again, attention to detail is critical because you don't want to trim it so much that the clitoris is denuded and completely exposed all the time. But likewise, if you don't trim it some in some women, it almost looks like a penis-type deformity because it's so full with the trimmed labia minora. Aside from the clitoral hood, sometimes the labia majora need attention. Every once in a while, we'll get someone that the labia majora are too long as well, and those can be shortened surgically. A lot of times in older women, the labia majora, the outer lips, get deflated, and the fat cells go away. And sometimes we can do fat injections to plump those back up so it's a more youthful, more cushioned area like it was initially.
Well, Dr. Hawes, we certainly appreciate your joining us once again. Always good to have you. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville and how they can be in contact with you in all regards?
You can be in contact with us through the internet. Our website is www.nashvillesurgery.com. You can look under my name, Dr. Melinda Hawes, H-A-W-S, or Dr. Mary Gingras, my partner, who also specializes in this. Her last name is G-I-N-G-R-A-S-S, and our phone number is area code 615-467-6777.
Once again, Dr. Hawes, thanks for taking out a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You got it. We've been speaking with Dr. Melinda Hawes, a board-certified plastic surgeon and co-founder of the Plastic Surgery Center of Nashville. And once again, for more information, simply visit nashvillesurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.